president of the United Auto Workers says a tentative contract agreement has been reached with Daimler Chrysler. The old contract expired at midnight. The UAW will keep talking with General Motors and Ford. Jerome Vaughn is with member station WDET in Detroit. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you know about the deal with Chrysler?
Well, very few details have been released. The United Auto Workers really says they want most of the details to get to its members first, and they'll release more details to the press after the deal has been ratified. What we do know is that it's a four-year deal, and both the union and the automaker, Daimler Chrysler, seem to be pretty happy with what they've worked out.
What are some of the key issues going into the negotiations?
Well, on the part of the union, they've really been concerned about job security, and they've really been concerned about health care benefits. Early on, President Ron Gettelfinger said, you know, you can't mess with our health care benefits. That's something that's really too important to our rank and file members. At the same time, Daimler Chrysler, the other automakers, they want to get leaner, they want to get meaner. They've got to face competition from foreign automakers like Toyota and Nissan, and to do that, they want to cut back on plants and cut back on the number of workers, and so that's something that they were really trying to get at during the negotiations.
Are the issues the same with General Motors and Ford?
Absolutely the case. More so with Ford, they're in a worse financial position. They want to try to close some plants. They want to try to get rid of some workers to lower their costs. For General Motors, reportedly, they've really been trying to push at raising health care copays for union members, and that's one of the sticking points, perhaps, in talks recently.
Any threat of a strike at General Motors or Ford?
Well, the union and the companies both know a strike could be really detrimental at this point, especially with Toyota breathing down their necks. Toyota, for the first time ever, has outsold Chrysler in monthly sales. And so they really are sort of looking at it from being on the same team. They want to reach an agreement. They want to keep output going without creating problems like a strike or a work stoppage.
You mentioned job security was an issue. Did that have to do with outsourcing or something else?
A good deal of it had to do with outsourcing, but a lot more of it had to do with the number of plants that are open around the country that just aren't productive enough anymore, that just aren't cost-effective anymore, especially when Toyota and Nissan are making cars cheaper and more quickly than GM and Ford and Daimler Chrysler.
Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit.